Well, good morning, gentlemen, and it's sunny today. Still cool, though. Now, I've made a video like this before quite some time ago, but I'm gonna make another one because you guys ain't listening! I've just noticed it more and more now. But as you can see, there's a lot more protests about people's unrest. But if you look who's on the front lines and who's right up front, it's generally a lot of femons, isn't it? They've usually got their mouths open, holding a placard, or got one of those megaphones yelling down that as if they need a megaphone. Femons are born natural agitators, aren't they? And they truly are useful idiots. I mean, they get breast implants, they get butt implants, they get facelifts. They buy those really expensive creams that are gonna make them look younger. You know, like that double rejuvenating serum. But most femons don't realize they're being used. You put a crazy idea in a femon's head, and what she does is she spreads it. Because femons have a hive mind, then all of a sudden you have a movement. And it's a good reason for them all to get together, to yell and to scream, to create chaos, and to, of course, play the victim. Which every one of them seems to be nowadays, don't they? Well, of course, the trouble is, people think if they appease them, they'll stop and be quiet again. But that's not the femon's nature, is it? They're complainers. They're moaners. But the trouble is, they're dragging other people into their so-called causes and creating unrest. You must have seen the society you're in go down the tubes of quality in life. It seems nothing but sex and debauchery everywhere, and femons stripping off. And they're degrading society, and they're also degrading themselves. And a lot of femons are acting like spoiled children with a rich daddy. And a lot of times femons are yelling and screaming about a situation that they've created themselves. A femon gets attacked, and other men do nothing. Why? Because they're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't. If they step in, they can get arrested. And they have been. If they don't, they're shamed. It's a no-win situation for the man, and femons created it. They have created the atmosphere in society that just being a male, especially a white, straight male, you can be arrested just for being that. Femon's most dangerous weapon they have is, of course, their mouth. That's what they use to spread their lies and deceit. They're agitators, they're troublemakers. Of course, not all femons are like that, but they all have that potential, don't they? Anyway, so when you see a protest somewhere near you, I've seen quite a few around where I am, 75% femons. Of course, chaos and drama is their game. Think about this, guys. Femons complained about men putting femons on pedestals, so men stopped putting so many femons on pedestals. And then femons immediately put themselves on a pedestal, a much higher one. Femons complained about men treating them like sex objects, objectifying them. So males cranked that back. But then femons treated themselves like sex objects and objectifying themselves in a much greater degree, too. No idea what I was trying to say in this video. This sometimes happens when you get to my age. Take it easy.